be on alert, armor, love, empowerment, resilience, truth. Whether we like it or not, we are in a war unseen to the naked eye, a war that involves you, from something as small as getting your attention to distract you, to as something as major as your soul and everything else in between. Knowing this now, let's strategize. Now let's be on the alert. Being on the alert now puts us on our toes. This now lets us focus our attention to a new reality, spirituality. Let's start with A, arming ourselves with the armor of God. Why armor? Because it is about protecting ourselves first and foremost. Protection, they say, as a first responder, the number one person you need to protect is yourself. You are no good to anyone else if you cannot first protect yourself. So how do we do this understanding? Ephesians 6:10-18 gives us a great blueprint of how to do this. Majority of the armor is about defense. It's funny, in sports they say, defense wins championships. The prevention of not having a team score is a strategy for victory. The same goes here in spiritual warfare. Understand our weapons that we do have for offense are not carnal, but mighty in the pulling down in the strongholds. In 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5 speaks of dealing with this warfare spiritually, and it speaks that God equips us for battle, the sword of the spirit of God, and prayer. Our triple threat keeps the enemy at bay and keeps pleasure against our adversary. L for love, the number one command that has been given to us like an order that needs to be followed as directed. This order covers all past orders and simplifies all other orders, Matthew 22, 37-40. Love overcomes fear and everything because it never fails us, 1 Corinthians 13:8. So we are equipped with tools and fueled with love. Now we will move on to E for equipped. With gifts and talents, according to James 1:17, we are able to accomplish any task or mission to conquer and overcome. We are blessed with authority, not by our own merit or power, but the derived authority that Jesus gives us in according to Matthew 28, 18-20. Now, when we run into battles in this war, we have R, which stands for resilience to endure during the difficult times. We have a hope that encourages to endure in this fight to stay the course. Galatians 6:9 keeps us focused. 1 Corinthians 15:58 has us holding the line and standing firm in the Lord and the power of His might. Lastly, we come to T for truth. The truth makes us free. Jesus, who is the truth given to us from God, according to John 1:17. The truth is powerful, and He is in us. He is the answer. He is where we need to abide. Our worship and how we are to live should be led by the Spirit of God and in the truth that we rejoice and hold fast to, John 4:24.